counting out takes place than it is well prior to when Michael stands up in the most holy place and takes off his high priest garments. It's before that time, because those people whose sins are blotted out are the ones that receive the latter rain. They receive the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, and what do? They go out and give the loud cry message, which calls God's other children out of Babylon. This is only correctly understood if you recognize the judgment is progressive. Councils on Health, page 128 and 129. The word should come to us now with impelling earnestness. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of freshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Act 3:19. There are many among us who are deficient in spirituality, and who, unless they are wholly converted, will certainly be lost. Can you afford to run the risk? Pride and weakness of faith are depriving many of the rich blessings of God. There are many who, unless they humble their hearts before the Lord, will be surprised and disappointed when the cry is heard, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." They have a theory of the truth, but they have no oil in their vessels with their lamp. Our faith at this time must not stop with an assent to or belief in the third angel's message. We must have the oil of grace, of the grace of Christ, that will feed the lamp and cause the light of life to shine forth, showing the way to those who are in darkness. Brothers and sisters, do you see what she just did here? She's speaking about the time period of the presence of the Lord, which she's already defined in several passages, many more that we haven't looked at, as the time period of the latter rain. That we have to send our sins beforehand into judgment and be converted, that we can receive the latter rain during the latter rain time period, the presence of the Lord. And she says many of us will come to that point because we haven't prepared, we haven't received the early rain, and we'll be lost. And how does she describe this time period that she's addressing when many of them will be lost while some of them are receiving the latter rain? She goes right back into the parable of the 10 virgins. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Now, where does that take us? Well, Sister White tells us in the Great Controversy that the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25 illustrates the Advent experience. So this will be our experience. But she also tells us, as we started with in our last presentation, that parable was fulfilled to the very letter and will be fulfilled again to the very letter. And in the pioneer movement, they came to the point of the midnight cry, and they say, we went out in the very words of Scripture and proclaimed, behold, the bridegroom cometh, and that mighty movement climaxed.